This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and I'm sitting down with State Representative Barry Crago. And Barry, can you give me just an update on the last week? What's been going on, and what have you been doing?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Aaron. So the House, you know, last time we talked, I said things were moving a little slower in the House just because of our newer body and also the size of our body, right? We're twice the size of the Senate. And so I think we're starting to pick up steam. Today, I think we voted on, 12, 13 bills on final reading, maybe more than that. I don't know the exact number. And so that's a good number. Means we're picking up steam, and the Senate's still rolling ahead. They're doing their job on that end. And so we're still just trying to work through. We're kind of getting through most of the committee bills this week and last. And now just the end of this week and the first part of next week, we'll finish up with all of the individual personal bills. And so we're starting to do those. I've had a couple. I think I had one pass out of the House a couple days ago, and I'll have another one tomorrow, hopefully pass out, which is my voter ID concealed carry bill. It just allows you to use your concealed carry permit as a voter ID when you go to vote. And so that's tomorrow. And then next week, we're going to do all budget. So we typically devote a whole week to budgeting. We'll still do some other committee work in that time frame. But any bill that has not, I think, been introduced, that hasn't been read back to the floor from committee by next Friday, I believe, is dead. And so, and then we start crossover the following week, which means we start doing all the work for the Senate bills or Senate files, excuse me.
And then, of course, the Senate will be dealing with House bills. Gotcha.
That's correct. Sorry. Yep. That's exactly right, Aaron. Yep. When we do crossover, they start handling all our bills, and we start handling all their Senate files.
There were some specific bills that I saw this week that I wanted to touch on, one of which is House Bill 146, which is a bill on having legislators wait a specific time before they can actually start lobbying in the legislature. And what's your take on that, good or bad, and where's it sitting right now?
So that particular bill, I believe, is waiting to be heard in the Revenue Committee. To be honest with you, I don't really think it's necessary. It doesn't happen that often. I think this year there's maybe a couple of past legislators that are down here lobbying. But for the most part, I don't see it as much of a problem as other people do. I listen to everybody's opinion and I make up my own mind. And so the lobbying part of it, you know, they're a great help in Wyoming. We kind of have to have lobbyists because we don't have staff. You know, other state legislatures around the country provide staff to their elected officials, and we do not. And so one of the ways we gather information is through our lobbyists. And, you know, the fun part is often we have lobbyists that are lobbying on the opposite side of a particular bill. And so you get to hear all the facts one way or the other. And so in my opinion, they're a necessary part of our process. We wouldn't be able to period as use out our lobbyists. And, you know, the cooling off period is usually what they call that on the lobbying restrictions. I believe there's one at the federal level. But I just don't know if it's necessary in Wyoming.
The other one that I wanted to talk about was House Bill 80, which is on Medicaid expansion. Could you talk about that and let us know where you stand on that, please?
Sure. So I actually am not sure we'll hear House Bill 80. It's at the bottom of the general file, Medicaid expansion. And I think there's certain portions of the legislature that don't want that bill to pass. And so I'm not sure we'll even get to have the debate or on that particular topic. And so that's where it is in the process. It's just sitting on general file waiting for its first reading opportunity. My guess is we don't get to it. There's a lot of other stuff that I think the body's more likely to get behind and get passed out of the House, and that's probably just not one of them. My personal opinion is if it was to come to the floor tomorrow, I don't know what I'd do for sure, but it's a very difficult issue. There's lots of reasons why it's a good one. You know, I think this time around, I'd probably idea. And, you know, I think this time around, I'd probably more likely to, unless there's some, you know, really good sideboards put on the bill, like there was the first time, then, you know, I'm more likely to not support it, but I haven't made up my mind yet for sure.
I realize this is a Senate file, not a House bill, but I kind of wanted to get your opinion on this because you're a lawyer, obviously, and the legal aspects of this. Senate file 144 is talking about not allowing juveniles to have transgender surgeries without parental consent. It seems like this bill's kind of, I don't want to say frivolous, but kind of unnecessary because, you know, minors have an issue doing things on their own without parental, you know, okay anyway. So what is your take on this bill and its legality? And is it necessary?
Sure. Under Wyoming law, I don't think it's necessary because you have to have parental permission to do any sort of medical procedure. But, you know, I haven't actually spent any time reading the bill. And I think we talked last week, you know, I told you I try not to get ahead of myself, and I just try to focus on those bills that are in front of me today. And then tonight I'll get ready for the ones that are in front of me tomorrow. And so without without hearing the debate, you know, I always am hesitant to say how I will or will not vote on it, will or, you know, how I will vote on a particular bill. But I think I probably tend to agree with you. I don't know if it's necessary. It seems like we already have those protections for parents within, not only within our laws, but within our Constitution. It strictly says that a parent gets to, you know, has the right to make healthcare decisions for their child. And so I think we adequately already protect that right. But, you know, if somebody can show me where it's happened outside of parental permission or there's a reason, then I'm willing to listen. But as of today, I tend to agree with you.
Okay. That kind of leads into my last question. This is nothing to do with specific legislation, but how do you, as a lawmaker, how does lobbying and just discussions and conversations and debate, how does that affect your decisions, or do they?
It affects my decisions very much. I listen intently. I guess, you know, Aaron, I feel like I have my principles and my guiding principles and what core beliefs, but a lot of our bills don't focus on those, right? A lot of our bills focus on other things that really aren't, my core beliefs aren't going to dictate whether I vote yes or no. I was elected to come down here and listen and make rational decisions based on the facts presented to us. And I think the people that, you know, elect us as legislators want us to do that, want us to know, we should have as much information as possible when we make a decision. And if I've made up my decision before I even hear the testimony, then I'm not getting as much information as possible. I'm not listening at that point. And so, you know, we have really good debates in committee meetings, and we have great debates on the floor. And we, you know, not only do we learn from lobbyists, but we learn from the public. You know, we take public testimony. And so, and I would encourage people from back home, if there's a topic that's really important to you, testify. We have you can testify remotely. You don't even have to be in Cheyenne to do it. You can log in through the Zoom system and testify. And that's great. We love to hear from our constituents back home on any particular issue, and I would encourage people to do so. We also learn from each other. All of us legislators have some other life, right? We're not full-time legislators. It's not a career. And so, every, you know, whether you're a lawyer, you're a rancher, you're a construction guy, you work in a coal mine, you're a cop, you're a teacher, you're, you know, any number of professions we could go down through. I learn something from each and every one of them every day, right? As long as you're listening and you're willing to learn, you can learn. And by listening to all those folks, you pick up additional facts, and that helps you making your decisions. And a lot of these decisions we make are human decisions. And so it's great to listen to humans and how, you know, how this particular piece of legislation, for example, will affect their life or not. And so, yeah, I think it's important to listen. I try not to make my mind up about anything before we've heard the debate and before we get a chance to talk about it.
Thank you. Those are the questions I have, Representative Crago. Is there anything you'd like to add that I forgot to ask or that you would just like to get out to the people?
You know, there's just, I would just say get on the website. There's a lot of big issues coming forward. You know, for example, today in the Ag Committee, we debated whether or not foreign people / foreign companies / foreign government should be able to own land in Wyoming, and it's a great discussion. Ultimately, there was two separate bills. They both passed out of committee. I actually voted against both of them because I think as written, they're constitutional, and I think the idea is good. We need to figure out a way to protect our ownership of especially agricultural land in Wyoming. But I just was afraid the bills as written, you know, we're just going to get struck down as unconstitutional as soon as we pass them. And so I'm hoping to get it actually assigned as an interim topic so that we can come up with language that is solid enough to withstand judicial scrutiny. And then, you know, we got the budget. Like I said, we got the budget next week. And so I would encourage everybody to kind of, if they can, pay attention to that and see where the money's going. And because that, you know, that affects all of us at home and our local and local governments or county, city, et cetera. And those things matter. And all of our departments, you know, whether it's Department of Family Services or whether it's Department of Transportation or Game and Fish or any of those entities that operate within our counties, they get affected through the budget process, sometimes good, sometimes bad. And so, you know, those are things that hopefully the constituents can at home can keep an eye on and help keep me informed. If there's something they think that we need to fix along those lines, they need to let me know so I can go to work for them.
Okay. And they can contact you at wyoledge.gov.
Yep. Barry.Crago@wyoledge.gov. And always, they can always call my cell phone. It's 267-9789.
All right. Thank you. That is State Representative Barry Crago. This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio. Barry, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, Aaron.